Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find past, present, and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.
Welcome back to another episode of WEEM Weekly. I am your host, Sam Duffer, and coming up shortly, we will have Brooklyn Schuyler with some segments. But, of course, I'm first as always. Not as always, but I like to say that. So, I am joined currently by...
Carol Joy Claus, also known as Miss Law Stevens.
She likes the Christmas names.
Yes.
So, what grades do you specifically teach?
9th, 10th, and 11th.
And then what do you teach?
I teach English 9. Sometimes I teach Honors 9. I luckily teach English 10 honors, and sometimes I teach English 10, and then I teach tech comm and hopefully speech.
And tech comm is usually juniors, isn't it?
Yes, I like them a lot.
And then speech is seniors.
Yes.
That's currently Miss B who teaches that, isn't it?
Yeah, Mrs. Brown.
Yes.
She does dual credit, so.
Dual credit is very useful for college because they will have you take speech if you don't in high school.
Yeah, you might as well get it over with.
Yeah, yeah. Do you help with any of the clubs around the school?
No, but I used to be like sad and I had a class sponsor position, but I'd love to.
Sounds like fun. We have a lot of clubs here, so maybe it's just finding one or a new club to spring up.
Yes. I was busy like with my 2-year-old, my 3-year-old. So I just like was focusing on the basics for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you had a baby during COVID.
Yeah.
That must have been strange.
Her dad's never home till really late too, so it's just us two, so it's like she's a lot, so
understandable. Kids are a lot.
And she's amazing though.
Speaking of kids, let's talk about Christmas. Do you like Christmas?
Yes, but if I were to like lose a family member, it would be hard. So I know like some people are anti-Christmas,
yeah.
Because it's like bad memories and stuff.
Yeah.
But I love it.
What specifically do you like about it?
Oh, the lights. I guess I'm just simple, but it's so happy. And Santa Claus mugs and hot cocoa and Rudolph.
There's just a lot of Christmas traditions that are exciting.
Yeah, but I don't like the Grinch. I feel like people really like him. And I'm like, he stole everything, even the crumbs.
That's true. He did.
And then they just forgave him.
That's a good point. They did just kind of, you know,
He's cool now.
Yeah. I didn't think about that before.
They turned the other cheek like the real heroes of stories, like the Who's.
But, yeah.
Sorry. Tangent.
I don't know. I think it might be the dog. He's pretty
cool.
Dog
is so cute.
Are you excited for Christmas or winter break?
Yes. I went to see Santa at the fashion mall with my daughter yesterday and there was no line and it was magical.
Really?
Yeah, it was cute.
Are you excited for Christmas break because you get away from your students?
No, I like them. They don't like me. Understand why of the role I have to play. But I'm not looking forward to that week in January where I just sit around like in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, that first week before we come back. So it's just kind of, it's cold. There's no holidays. And we're just waiting to come back.
It's for rich people that go places.
I don't know. I mean, chilling at home where it's nice and warm is pretty nice.
Yeah, true.
When you decorate for Christmas, do you go all out?
No, because my home is normally maximalist, and so I just have a tree.
Just a tree?
Yeah. Should I do more?
I mean, it's personal opinion, of course. If you want to do more, then I would say go for it, but...
Do you guys decorate too?
Yes, we go all out for decorating.
I do have some giant blow-ups in my yard. And they're highly embarrassing. And I have to like wrestle with it to like get it up. So like people drive by my house. Everyone drives by my house. And they can see me like wrestling with the Santa Claus in my heels.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there's videos.
I mean, it's possible. There's probably videos of me wrestling with the inflatables in my yard.
Yes.
So I completely understand it. Because sometimes they just don't want to work properly.
Who likes them in your house? Because I would never buy them, but our mother-in-law keeps getting them.
Yeah. I mean... They're nice. They look cute. It's just, they're difficult sometimes.
It is.
So did you attend the Christmas in Pendleton parade?
I didn't go to the parade, but we saw Santa at the art gallery and we saw all the art. We made Christmas cards and all. It was magical.
Really? So I just want to say, for anyone wondering, Christmas in Pendleton was back on November 11th. It was a long while ago. Actually, a few days ago. It was over a month ago. So, and it was nice and exciting. I personally went to the parade because we were out there getting clips of it for the WEM studios. So it was very enjoyable. We didn't go to the art gallery, but you did.
It was so cute.
It was very nice there.
It was so cute. We did go to Ohana too, and they had like the whole cute Christmas donuts, and it was so cute. I loved it.
Ohana was getting a lot of business that day.
Yeah.
They're very popular.
The kids get so excited. And then we bought like a Woody and a Buzz Lightyear. It was the greatest day I remember.
It sounded really great. And for when with the parade, it was really great. So, you know.
They have the parade during children's nap times, though. So really? I like have a small like request for people to not have things at like 1 o'clock, because every little kid is like, you know.
Tired.
Yeah. They turn scary.
Yeah. I believe that. Little kids can be very scary, but they can also be adorable.
Yes.
Does your family have a big Christmas dinner?
Yeah. I try not to eat because it all makes my stomach upset, but it is really special. There's so much candy. Like, we did go to that See's chocolate place in the fashion mall. My mom spent over $180 on chocolate. I was like, why?
That is a lot of money on chocolate.
That is crazy. Yeah. I think she gives it away too. Like, it's not just our family, but
yeah.
Yeah, but it's delicious and it's wonderful. But I'm trying to resist the like pull to like, there's always like this alternate holiday where it just gets out of hand and you have too much going on. And then there's like, oh, remember the special stuff about Christmas, like
yeah,
just being with your family. Trying to resist the Instagram perfect Christmas, that idea, because then I'm just running all around going nuts.
Yeah, Instagram Christmas, perfect Christmas is, I don't particularly like it because it's unreal expectations. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, look what you could have. Yeah, but that's just a picture. I'm betting that's not how it actually goes.
Oh, yeah.
So
we talked about that in our English 10 class. Anything that looks perfect probably has sinister things in it, you know?
Very much so, yes. Do you want to walk me through a typical Christmas day in your household?
Oh, shoot. Well, my dad has to have the big trash can so he can dump all the like trash down. And he also asks us where his keys to his Ferrari are every year. and then there's way too much stuff. But my stuff is not my love language, so, like, I'd rather, like, go to the Nutcracker. Like,
yeah.
Me and my students go to the Nutcracker, or me and my family, or just go somewhere that's the museum.
Yeah.
That's my love language.
You go places and enjoy just the Christmas season and atmosphere.
Yes. What do you have favorites, too?
Favorites on what to do on Christmas?
Yeah.
We kind of do the same thing every year where it's like we have Christmas morning at my house. Then later in the afternoon, we'll go to one of my relatives' houses to have Christmas dinner and all that.
Does anyone wear their pajamas to the event?
For Christmas morning, but I wouldn't say to my relatives. We usually get dressed for it.
That's good. That's normal.
Yeah. I do know some people, though, that will wear the pajamas like all day.
Yeah. Which, I don't feel good like that.
I mean, if the pajamas are nice and cozy, I can understand it. But if they're not, then it's like, well, just change. It's easier.
I've never met a pair of pajamas that I wanted to wear all day.
I mean, that's fair. Not all pajamas are made for all-day wear. Does your family have any special Christmas traditions, like matching PJs, opening gift on Christmas Eve, advent calendars, Elf on the Shelf, anything like that?
Oh, I don't like Elf on the Shelf.
Your classroom had one last year.
I wish it would go away. I keep giving it to students to make it go away, but it won't. Elves are so creepy.
They are.
Why do people like them?
I don't know. I guess it's just a good way to keep your kids in line.
I'm so going to get canceled for saying all the things like about, I don't like the cringe. I don't like elves, you know?
I mean, you won't be canceled for it. It's opinion. We like your opinion here.
What else is like we should get rid of on Christmas? That Baby It's Cold Outside song.
Oh. No, I like that song.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That song's pretty good. Although Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, I think that could go.
Yeah, it needs to be leans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. That should be brought into the Christmas season as well.
Just goes right over from Thanksgiving into Christmas. Yes. Just the entire latter half of the year needs it.
Yes. Oh, can I also cancel another thing? This every single Scrooge movie, I hate them.
The Scrooge movies?
Like, the ghost visits, like, it's such a depressing movie.
I mean, it has a good message, though.
Yeah, but not till the end. Like, I feel terrible the whole movie, and then at the end, I'm finally relieved. Like, who wants to feel like that for 2 hours?
I mean, that's a fair point. Like, why would you want to feel like this? But, I mean, it's popular, so I guess some people like it.
Yeah, you're right. It's just not. It never hit me at the right time of my life yet.
Yeah. It's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, yet. Maybe someday. Yet,
maybe. What is one of your favorite holiday memories as a kid?
It's crazy because all of us, like, we want this and that, but, you know, the memories are just being with your family, which sounds incredibly cheesy.
Yeah. It's just a little bit cheesy.
It's so cheesy. Yeah. Does anyone else, like, block their childhood out, too?
Points of it.
Like, getting that puppy dog, you know, like, the puppy dogs at Christmas time, too. That's a good memory. Church is usually a decent memory.
Did you ever get a puppy dog for Christmas as a kid?
Yeah, I had one. Yeah, it was so cute. And I always wore a Christmas sweater. Like, you always put a Christmas sweater on your dog, don't you?
Yeah.
It's better that way.
What breed was it?
I had a little Pekingese, and then I had a collie, like a border collie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I my heart's still broke. I can't get another dog yet. Yeah. It's been like 4 years, too.
It takes some time.
Yeah.
This is a controversial topic here in the radio station. When would you say is the right time to start playing Christmas music?
December 15th.
December 15th? That is today.
Unless it's that Beatles song that's a hot one.
Because we've had arguments where it's like, do you start playing it first November? Do you start playing it right after Thanksgiving, December 1st?
Depends on if you have kids. They want to hear it all year round.
Well, yeah. Kids just love Christmas music.
Yeah, they do. And like, kind of like Frozen too, anything Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a great question. Now I feel bad that I probably played it ahead of time.
Played it ahead of time?
Yeah.
No, it's completely all right. It's your opinion on when you want to play it. Unfortunately, that does bring us to the end of this segment of WEEM Weekly. But coming up next, we do have Brooklyn Schuyler, and she will be talking with Mr. Johnson. So stay tuned for that. I've been Sam Duffer. Thank you for joining me, Mrs. Stevens.
Thank you.
And stay tuned because Brooklyn has some exciting conversations coming up.
Now here's a short promotion before our next interview.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Hi, and welcome back to 91.7 WEEM Weekly Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm joined by
Mr. Johnson.
And I've got some Christmas questions for you, Mr. Johnson. So what are some Christmas traditions that you have?
I guess it's changed a little bit throughout my life. When I was younger, there were different Christmas traditions that we did than we do now. I would say, especially when I was younger, singing. My family liked to sing. We always went to church around the Christmas time. Of course, my dad was a minister, so we always went to church anyway. But definitely had different traditions at church, like candlelight vigils during the Christmas time that I remember a lot. Of course, giving presents are a big one. Not at home now, like since I've had kids, I think one of the traditions that we've done every year is like pajamas. Every year on Christmas Eve, everybody gets new pajamas. I don't know. Last couple of years, I don't know if we did pajamas, we did blankets instead. Then of course, like, you know, we get up first thing in the morning and unwrap presents.
Do you guys open presents before breakfast or do you guys do them after breakfast?
We always do before. We always go straight to the presents, and then we eat so much candy that we really don't need breakfast. And then somewhere around noon, we'll wake back up and maybe have some eggs or pancakes or something.
Do you guys go to like your other family relatives' houses?
Yeah, so always my mom's house. So my mom and my dad aren't together, so they have two different places. So now we always go to my mom's house every Christmas. Sometimes we meet my dad, sometimes we don't. He lives in Tennessee. This year we'll probably meet, but it's never like a consistent date when we meet. Sometimes we meet before Christmas time, sometimes after. And of course, as I was growing up, we always went to my grandparents' house, both my grandparents' house, every Christmas.
Yeah. What is your favorite part of Christmas?
I don't know. That's tough. I like the tree a lot, and I like the Christmas music and all the Christmas movies. I get a big kick out of. Christmas morning is hard to beat sometimes.
Yes.
So I would probably still say, even as a child, you know, you love Christmas morning because you're the joy of getting presents. As an adult, sometimes it's more the joy of giving presents, but it's still just as fun, I think, for both.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Maybe Silent Night. I think that's
I'm not a big fan of Christmas music.
Oh yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Well, for me, part of it is just like my family was always big into singing growing up, so that was always a big part of our Christmas, was like singing a lot of the traditional Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Even now when I go to my mom's house, there's only a couple people that still sing. There's a lot of people who don't join in, but my mom every Christmas still will do all these like family songs, a lot of church songs that we do. But Silent Night was always my favorite. I think maybe because it's in my range that I can sing it.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Maybe Elf. I like Elf a lot. That one's always kind of fun. At some of the older movies, I always enjoy watching.
I feel like if you don't have Elf memorized by now, like, what have you been doing?
Brightening. Yeah. That's usually the first one. That's one of the ones, like, when it's time to start trying to get in the Christmas mood for me after Thanksgiving, because if I go too early, I sort of get bummed out by the time we actually hit Christmas. But like, that's one of the first things I always do is watch Elf, and that kind of helps jar my Christmas spirit there.
Speaking of, do you put your tree up December 1st? Do you put it up right after Thanksgiving? It's a big debate.
Yeah. Usually not too long after Thanksgiving. It depends on the year. This year it's up, it got up right after Thanksgiving just because one of my kids took the initiative to put it up. So,
oh, wow.
It just depends. Before, I think it's been a week before Christmas that I actually got the tree up, but sometimes it's up for 2 months after Christmas. So
that's what we do. I think that the longest we've ever had it up was like till May.
Right.
We don't put down our Christmas tree. We love it. But this year my brother's got to decide on our Christmas tree look, and it looks kind of hideous. I gotta be honest. We have a ton of blue lights.
Right.
And so usually we just do white lights, and then we have like this tinsel thingy that goes around it. But this year they wanted to put blue lights on with the white lights, so it was like a ton of blue. So then we had to put in the colored lights too to like even out the blue. And it's an eyesore, I gotta be honest.
I think Christmas trees are kind of supposed to be eyesores, though. I think
yeah.
the more gaudy it is, the better it is.
True.
Like, we used to always have real Christmas trees, even like up until I would say a couple years ago, I would almost always have a real Christmas tree. My grandfather had a Christmas tree farm, so that was, speaking of tradition, that was one of the traditions we always had, is to go to my grandfather's and actually cut down a tree from the Christmas tree farm and then take it back home with us. Now I always, the bad part about that is, of course, you know, once it starts losing all its needles, then you have to get rid of it. But now that I have a fake tree, it's like, I could just keep it up all year, I guess, if I wanted, but then I don't know if it'd be quite as special. So, this year we have one of those trees that actually has lights built into it, but the lights stopped working. So
it has lights built into
it. We actually still had to put lights around it.
Yeah. I feel like it's such a pain, but I mean, what can you do? Except for get a new tree, but
it's easier just to stick more lights.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of, one of my questions was, do you prefer real Christmas trees or fake Christmas trees?
I like the real Christmas trees, but like when you have animals, they tend to like tear them down, and it's a little bit, they're a little bit overpriced now. I always say, like, you know, back in my day, but back when I was younger, it was like $14 in order to get a tree. And now you go out and it's like, you know, $70 in order to get a Christmas tree that's live. And then of course it loses all the needles, and then you'll have needles in the house for, you know, years after you actually had that tree. And then the animals are always trying to drink from the water. And if you have a cat, I don't have a cat now, but if I had a cat, sometimes I'd like to climb in the tree and break all the ornaments. So I would say I prefer fake now, but I still have a place in my heart for the real Christmas trees.
I've actually never had a real Christmas tree, and no one in my family did, but my aunt just got one like last year. And it's kind of like, we had no clue of that.
Yeah.
We're like,
it's kind of a thing sometimes too, because you actually have to get it in the stand, and you have to get it screwed in, and then you have to make sure that it's, you have to make sure it's straight, which is kind of a pain sometimes. And then you have to water it. And then again, like I said, like it loses all its needles.
Mm-hmm. Do you decorate, like go all out for Christmas? Do you just do the tree, or?
Tree and stockings this year is all we did. Sometimes Santa Claus dolls and like maybe Christmas candles that we'll put out. But, I definitely would not say I go out. Every year I seem to be a little bit more of a minimalist on Christmas, but always the tree. The tree is important, and that's, stockings are important.
Yeah.
But, although I do have to say, this year my daughter came over, she's out of the house now, and she came over the other day and she's like, "Where's my stocking?" And I was like, "Oh, did we not put yours up? Sorry."
Oh, wow.
That's my bad. So then I had to start looking for it, and I couldn't find it. So I guess I have to go buy her a new one.
We have dog stockings. That's like our big thing, is we've got all our stockings, and then we've got our two dog stockings.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. They love them. They get bones and treats.
What kind of dogs you got?
I have a husky. He's 3 years old. And then I have a menpin.
Okay.
7.
I had a husky at one point.
They're crazy. Mine's 90 pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Is it male?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know how.
Does it like the different color eyes?
No, he does not.
Is it like the white and black, or is it like the reddish color?
Yeah, he's the white and black. Mm. He's so pretty, but like, or handsome.
They lose a lot of hair, though.
Yes, they do. And he's like shedding right now, so it's a mess in our house. But luckily, it's not needles.
Right.
At least we can clean them up.
It's better than needles.
Exactly.
I don't know. They both kind of clog up the vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, true.
The two together are probably the worst.
Yeah. Do you prefer Christmas with snow or without snow?
I had to say, I'm definitely dreaming of a white Christmas. I like the snow on Christmas. Unless it's already been snowing for a while and it's all like, it's already kind of like getting dirty and black looking.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But like for the most part, I'd say I'd go Christmas with snow.
Do you like winters with snow, or do you prefer?
I like it. First couple times it snows, I like it. After that, it gets kind of old. But
yeah.
I like some snow, but not too much snow. Although, you know, I like skiing, so.
I don't know. I was so excited. This fall was so cold, and I was like, we're going to get snow this year, and it's really disappointed me.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll probably get so much snow in the end that we'll be overwhelmed. So.
And then my final question is, have you done all your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't done any.
Oh, wow.
I still have to do all my Christmas shopping. I always worry if I start Christmas shopping too early that I'll buy twice as much as I would if I start it later. So, like, you start getting a couple small things, a couple more small things, and next thing you know, you look at all the presents you have, and you're like, oh, my God, how did I spend so much money? So I'll wait. I'll probably wait so long that I'll have to write IOUs and put them in the stockings. I don't know.
You know what? It works, I guess.
Right. Well, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
No problem.
That's it. We're going to go to Sam's segment and then another segment from me. So,
right. Bye. Peace.
Now here's a short promotion before our next interview.
Join Sam Duffer,
Layla Reef,
and Gracie Wolf
every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
where we make sure that all your afternoons are news-filled and fun.
Spill the tea. Get a recap of the day and a good laugh.
Tune in to the Arabian Stampede here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to another segment of WEEM Weekly. I am your host, Sam Duffer, and we are back for the third segment of the Christmas episode. Now, for this segment, I am joined by
Mr. Elrod.
So you teach science, and specifically you taught me ICP. What other sciences do you teach?
Yeah, so ICP, which you got the semester of physics, semester of chemistry, which I had Sam for. Then I teach physics, AP physics.
AP physics, that is the smart physics, which I'm not good at all.
Okay, so for me, it's the fun one because you get a lot of labs and really in-depth labs because mathematically they can handle it. And so it makes it very enjoyable.
See, math is the part where I cannot do it. I'm not very good at math. Is there any extracurriculars you take part in?
I, for a long time, was doing Outdoor Adventure Club when we were doing a lot of climbing. So I do a lot of those the spring and the fall trip. That was a lot of fun. I was doing science academic team. I've done that the last few years, but this year I gave it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you give it up?
The time commitment, but also it always worked out all 3 years where like there was one event that was on a Thursday that my kids and my wife have like some event that they go to and I missed out every single year. So they would always go like that. Like last year, it was like a school thing for my son's school. Like last year they went bowling. So I missed out on that, and I was just kind of bummed.
So you don't want to miss it again.
I don't want to miss it again. So every year they do something. It always seems to land on one of the event competitions.
It'd be really funny if they don't do anything this year.
That
would be some bad luck. It really would. Staticky. Well, the audio is fine on my end. It's the audio on my end. Are you able to hear fine? 91.7 WEEM. Popping in static, try messing with the headphone cord. It's still not changing anything. Well, you just want to kind of play it by sight then. Good luck, Talon. So, do you like Christmas? And what specifically do you like about Christmas?
I do and don't like Christmas. I like Christmas for the aspect of getting together with my family, actually spending time with them, and then also getting around to spend time with friends. Teaching is great just to have like a couple of weeks to like just go and travel, see friends. A lot of my friends that I have that aren't in education, they only get like a few days around the holidays. And so it's nice to then travel to go see them on their time, like when they get off of work. The thing I don't like is I don't like the pressure to have to, I don't like when people buy me things, but I like to buy other things for other people, but I don't like the pressure of like people feeling like they have to get you something. Like if you're.
Yeah. Like, oh, well you got me something. So I need to get you something.
Right.
Now.
It doesn't need to be reciprocated. No.
Yeah.
If I bought you something, it's because I saw something and I said,
reminds me of you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't like the pressure of them feeling like they need to give me something and it can make sometimes awkward.
Yeah. But in general, you kind of like Christmas.
Oh, yes. No, I love, especially now having kids. I mean, I've got he's going to be 8 here in a couple of weeks and a 4-year-old, and they absolutely adore Christmas. Just like, I mean, it's for them, it's truly a magical time.
Yeah.
Like, December is the easiest month to get them up for school because they're so excited to open up their advent calendar every single day. And they get like, it's a Lego advent calendar for both of them.
I'm curious, which ones?
Oldest son, Harry Potter one, and their youngest is a Marvel fan, superhero fan.
Your oldest is now my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I feel that right there. That's what I do. So.
Yep.
Are you excited for Christmas break then?
Oh, very much so. I'm sure if anybody out there that says that they're not, I don't know, they must be lying to you. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I know kids get students get nervous about finals week and right, rightfully so. But yeah, I hope that like all that hard work pays off and then they can go off and have 2 weeks. Enjoy that.
Well, now I have to ask, are you excited about Christmas or are you excited about having a break off?
Break. Yeah.
You just want to get away from your students.
Yeah. That Christmas morning was great. Waking up and drinking some coffee and just kind of relaxing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coffee is always amazing on Christmas. Yeah. Like, coffee's good in general, but on Christmas, it just seems to be better.
Oh, it's so much better. Everything is.
So, do you decorate at all?
My wife does. My job is just to get it, put it up in the attic, take it out of the attic.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, I bring down on the tubs, she'll decorate, and then I take the tubs, put them back up in the attic, and then when it's time to put away, reverse.
Do you go all out for decorating?
Oh, she does. Yeah, she gets new stuff every year. Every single year, she gets more stuff. And every single year, I have to go buy another tub. So single year, I have to figure out arrangements in the attic one more time.
We have an upstairs storage room, so it's always fun to... It's not always fun. That's sarcasm, if anyone didn't notice. But to get all that stuff out of this small storage room, take it through this little hallway and down the stairs, and then take it back, that's my job every year.
Yeah. No, our home is definitely very, very cozy because it's getting a bunch of stuff out there. You get a little cramped, but
yeah,
it's great that we have a Christmas tree out in the front room, Christmas tree in the living room for the boys, and they enjoy it.
Yeah. You have two Christmas trees.
Yeah, this year is the first year.
The first year, so you just got a new one.
Yeah, yeah. My brother-in-law gave us an old one that he had, and so I cleaned up. It was a pre-lit one. I just cut the lights off and just had to put lights on it. But my wife, our true Christmas tree has like our ornaments when we were kids, both of ours. And then our boys get new ornaments every year. And so it's just cluttered. So she has a nice, just fancy, plain Christmas tree in the front.
Yeah. I get that because getting ornaments every year doesn't feel like it, but they build up very quickly.
Very quickly.
There's just so many. And a lot of ornaments, it's almost like it's more ornaments than tree sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have a big Christmas dinner with your family?
If we are together, yes. It might not necessarily be on Christmas, but my father-in-law for Thanksgiving, for sure, deep fries a turkey.
Really?
And so there's then also Christmas. We usually try to deep fry a turkey. Best turkey ever, just deep frying it. But so I usually do that. And the last few years with kids, we usually have Christmas kind of lunch with my in-laws.
Yeah.
And we spend Christmas morning at our house, go to their house. Go for lunch, then go to my parents' house up in South Bend. And they usually have a Christmas dinner there. So
that's a big few meals.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast at our house, lunch at the in-laws, dinner at my parents' house. It's a lot of eating.
Yeah, I believe it. Going off of that, what does a walk me through a typical Christmas day in your house?
All the planning beforehand, my wife and I wrap all the presents, and then it's like Christmas night, Christmas Eve. When the boys go to bed, I sneak all the presents down.
Yeah.
I always preset coffee to go off because at 6 a.m. because the boys are going to wake up excited. They're going to wake up way earlier than they need to. And so, like, we're going to be exhausted. So I want to have coffee ready to go. But then we come downstairs. The tree is, I already have it set so it's on. The boys, we open presents. We just kind of hang around. Wife gets pictures. And then we slowly have, we have breakfast, but then we slowly get ready and eventually head over to the in-laws' house. Take our dog with us.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be probably going up to South Bend for a few days after the in-laws' house. Have a Christmas there. They open presents. Wife's family is all there. Then we have the car already preloaded so that we go up to South Bend. Stay with my parents for a few days. Usually have Christmas there.
So it sounds like three Christmases in one day.
It's very busy.
That sounds exhausting, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Although magical for kids.
Oh,
Your kids must love it so much.
Yep. Because then they don't realize that the stuff that they open, they always forget, like the stuff they open on Christmas morning, then the stuff they open at lunch, and the stuff they open later on at dinner. They forget most of the stuff that they got until eventually, like, I just hide things away. And then, like, throughout the Christmas break, I just slowly bring things out, like, you got this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just, like, overwhelmed, and then they get bored of everything real quick. But if you keep the rotation going, keeps them going.
And that also gives you the chance, so if there's anything annoying, you can hide it away and they'll never remember.
Yep.
That's actually really sneaky and a really good plan. Do you guys have any special Christmas traditions that you have, like matching PJs, opening a gift on Christmas Eve, advent calendars? You said advent calendars.
Advent calendars,
that's one.
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife gets, I don't do it. I don't wear, typically wear pajama pants. I usually just wear a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
My wife gets like Christmas pajamas for the boys, things like that. I never did that growing up, but that was the thing for my wife. They always got matching Christmas pajamas like Christmas Eve. And so they'd wear those pretty much like the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Like as they go to sleep. For me growing up, my mom makes amazing cookies. The number one cookie she makes is a Swedish sugar cookie.
Really?
Because both her parents were Swedish. And so she makes these giant Christmas trees. And we'd frost them. And then we'd have like candy all over, like gumdrops, M&Ms, sprinkles, everything. And we'd decorate them on Christmas or Christmas Eve, just depending on schedules when we were growing up. And like that was your dessert. Like this thing is huge. I mean, it's a massive cookie. It's since now she's to save dough and she makes them for grandkids as well. So the trees have now been like cut in half.
Yeah.
For, like a smaller print footprint that she makes. But
that would have been scary for them to be painted.
Oh, painted. Yeah. No, that'd be gross. No.
But that's also a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents have pictures when we were growing up of all of us, like the phases that we had, like when we were kids. It's just cookie mounds, then of like gumdrops, M&Ms, everything. So it's more so candy and then the cookie underneath. And now then it got, when we were teenage, everything it became more tasteful. We actually make it look like Christmas trees, very little decorations. But yeah, when we were kids, you could only eat like a third of it before your stomach's just busted.
My teeth hurt just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because that's so much sugar. Even like when they're more moderately decorated, it's still a lot of sugar.
Yep.
And that's all the traditions you've really had.
As a kid, I mean, there was also times as a kid we would always go to my grandparents' house and we'd travel a little bit, a couple days before Christmas. And so my parents would always let us open presents early.
Yeah.
And that was always exciting because you never knew when it was going to happen. They'd just come down one day and be like,
let's do
presents tonight. Yeah, let's just do it. And then it's like, all right. So 3 days early.
Keeps you on your toes. What's one of your favorite holiday memories as a kid?
I don't even know. My grandpa, when we would go up, they lived in Sheboygan, Michigan, up just south of Mackinac, which a lot of people then know that reference. But going up there, like you're talking like you'd get up there and you'd wake up once we arrived, it's a 6-hour drive, and they'd have like 2-3 feet of snow.
Really?
Yeah. And so my grandpa would prep his sledding hill. He would go out there and smooth it out, ice it even. He would spray it with water and ice it down. And so I remember going up there and like, it's like you would just always see who could go the farthest because he had just this giant ice track pretty much that you would sled down. It seemed like as a kid, you'd just go for miles.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if you go and look at it as adults, like that's like a puny little hill, barely anything. But I'd say that was always the best, just the amount of snow we always had on Christmas up in Sheboygan.
Yeah, you just get to sled, play in the snow, and it'd be a lot of it. Nothing like what we get here, except for like if we have a blizzard.
Right, right. But it's like every year it was like that up there.
Yeah.
Every year.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I've never gone sledding, so it sounds really fun.
Sam, but you've never. No, you got to.
Yeah. Well,
tube,
I mean,
something. You got to do it.
We live in the state where it's flat everywhere. Yeah. So
that is true. That is true.
It's hard to find places to sled. Although I hear the Pelton Elementary School sometimes lets kids go sledding on the hill.
I hope so.
I mean, that might be something to look at this year. If it snows enough, of course. Because if it doesn't snow enough, sledding's not really possible.
Right.
Then, when do you start playing Christmas music? Or when would you say is a good time?
The day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm adamant about that. Even with Christmas decorating, the only time we ever get out early is if we're going to be traveling all Thanksgiving, those 4 days. Then I'll say, we'll get it out the week before that weekend, set it up. Yeah, Christmas music, Christmas lights, they are not going to be on for sure.
Yeah. I had to ask that because it's been an argument here in the studio.
I'm sure, yeah, for radio, yeah.
We hear November 1st, you should start playing Christmas music. Day after Thanksgiving, December 1st, Christmas break. We've heard all of the arguments on when it's the right time. And what we ended on, I think, this year was the day after Thanksgiving.
I'm with that. I would always revert back to radio. Whenever they start playing Christmas music, that's typically the appropriate time.
Yeah. I mean, there's some stations do it November 1st.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Which I don't know why, but they do. unfortunately, or I guess fortunately, if you are tired of this segment, which I don't know if you are or not, but we have reached the end of the third segment of WEEM Weekly. I hope you guys stay tuned for the next segment, which will be with Brooklyn. That'll be very exciting. Stay tuned for who she is interviewing. And have a Merry Christmas from the WEEM Studios and a Happy Holidays. Thank you for joining me for this segment, and that'll be me signing off.
Now here's a short promotion before our next interview.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today!
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Hi, and welcome back to 91.7 WEEM Weekly Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm here with
Nate Walls, or also known as Santa Walls.
Yeah. And I've got some Christmas questions for you. So what are some Christmas traditions that you have in your family?
Well, usually after Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving meal, it can be the same day. But after Thanksgiving, we'll set up the tree. And while we set up the tree, we'll watch the movie White Christmas.
Wow. So I was going to ask if you guys, do you always put them up right after Thanksgiving, your tree? Or?
Well, yeah, usually either the day after or right after the meal of Thanksgiving, but this year my sister was home from college and had to go back before Thanksgiving, so we did it with her before, which was okay.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I do. My favorite Christmas song is "O Come All Ye Faithful."
I've never heard that before.
Oh my, so good.
I honestly don't like Christmas music. I don't know. It's the same like five words over and over again.
Like what?
Merry Christmas and like jingle bells. I don't know.
You gotta expand your horizon. I mean, you could see me usually when I have my earbuds, I'm going through the halls listening to Christmas music so I can get into the spirit. I've got 40 songs on that list.
Wow. I don't know. I've just heard what plays on our radio right now, and I don't know. It's not my favorite thing.
Probably just consists of Mariah Carey.
True. Yeah, we do have a lot of Mariah Carey. Do you guys open presents right before breakfast or after breakfast?
Well, it varies every year. We always make monkey bread on Christmas morning, and sometimes that takes a while to cook. But if we get it in the oven early enough, we'll eat it during. We'll eat it. We might start opening and then like, oh, well, let's take a break. Go see if the monkey bread's done and then start eating it.
Wow. I actually am very surprised. I feel like, I mean, we don't have any traditions in our house for like Christmas. We kind of just do what we want that day. But sounds like you have a lot of like,
I mean, there's just things we like to do. I mean, monkey bread's a really, it's like cinnamon bread. So it's not something you have every morning.
Yeah.
So it's every once in a while.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Movie.
I mean, White Christmas is up there, mostly just because it's got a special place in my heart because we always watch that every year. But one of my top favorites is The Polar Express. Just sit down with a cup of hot chocolate, watch the movie, and trains are really cool. So
yeah. And do you prefer a white Christmas or do you prefer a Christmas without snow?
Are you kidding? White Christmas.
Well, some people don't like snow.
Oh my goodness. That's ridiculous. Next question.
Do you like snow like all year round or not all year round, but all of winter?
Oh yeah. If I had to choose one, like either really hot all the time or really cold all the time, I'd choose really cold all the time.
You know what? That makes sense.
And snow.
I totally agree with that. I want to move to Seattle just so that it's always cold, it's always cloudy, and it's always, like, windy.
Yeah, I get bad sinuses in the fall. Not because I really like the fall. It's my favorite season, but, yeah, no, cold all the time. Yeah. And snow.
Do you guys go all out for Christmas? Do you decorate your outside of the house and the inside? Or
I live in a cul-de-sac in the very back of my neighborhood, and we are the only house that has put lights up.
I personally, with a friend's help, put lights up on in my house, and I bought these little timer things for them, and they turn on, turn off, turn on in the morning and night. And yeah, it's really fun. And then inside, obviously, we have our nativity scene set up, and then we have our stockings and whatnot. So, I mean, I guess you could say we go all out.
Yeah.
More than any other holiday, anyway.
Do you guys decorate your Christmas tree with ornaments? Do you only have lights, or?
Heck yeah, ornaments. Like, I mean, there's a whole, I don't think our tree can fit all of our ornaments. We actually haven't put up all our ornaments because they're so, like, when we're little, you know, around Christmas time when you're at elementary school, you make ornaments
yeah.
and whatnot, and some people give you stuff. So, yeah, we have plenty of ornaments.
Yeah. We only put up our silver ornaments this year.
Yeah. Gotta put up the sentimental ones. Like, for me, there's a couple trains up there. There's a Spider-Man. There's a little Spider-Man ornament that I like because it's got, like, the first few pages of the first Spider-Man comic in it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, we just put up, but our tree was a little crazy this year because my brother's got to pick out all of our lights, and it's all blue lights.
Hmm.
So then we put white on there to, like, even out the blue, and then we put a ton of color lights on there to even out the blue and the white, so it was a mess. But is there anything you do around here in Pendleton that you do for Christmas specifically?
I wouldn't say there's anything. I mean, we just moved to Pendleton. When I went into sixth grade, and I'm a junior right now. So, I mean, there's nothing Pendleton specific that we mm-hmm. do. I mean, seeing the lights in the park is nice, but other than that, no.
Have you done any Christmas shopping? Do you go Christmas shopping?
I have done some Christmas shopping. I got some presents. I can't figure out what I want to get my mom.
I feel like that's always the hardest is getting them for a parent.
Oh, I know what I got my dad. It's actually really cool and I'm excited for that.
Really?
But I can't figure out what to get my mom.
I always like make something for my mom. Like I'll go to Hobby Lobby and we'll make something for her as like a siblings type thing. When do you put up your, I already asked that question. Oh my gosh. What gets you in the spirit for holidays or Christmas in specific?
Music. That's why I've made my Christmas list on Spotify. Cause it's like, doesn't really feel like Christmas yet. And I'm ready for, you know, obviously I'm ready for break. I'm not really ready for Christmas to happen yet. Cause my dad's birthday comes before then. And that hasn't happened yet, but I'm ready for Christmas. So I pop in my earbuds and I go down the halls and you might even hear me singing those.
I've not heard you sing yet, but I'll keep an ear out for that. Is your dad's birthday on Christmas Eve? I feel like everyone's birthday is either
this weekend, actually.
Oh, wow.
So after his birthday, then I'm all ready for Christmas and once finals are over.
Yeah, very true. Those finals will actually, I feel like they kind of ruin the Christmas spirit, to be honest.
No, it actually adds to it because like you're waiting. It's kind of like how Christmas Eve is better than Christmas morning because you're hyping up Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And then it actually comes and like, oh, well, it kind of like settles down. Finals, like you're hyping up for it to be over. Can't wait for finals to be over and then it finally is over.
I guess that's why it's called finals. Do you have any ugly Christmas sweaters?
Not really. I mean, a couple Christmases ago, we all kind of like got a t-shirt and decorated it. So that's like my only ugly Christmas sweater. It's not really a sweater though. It's just like a shirt.
Yeah. Do you go to relatives for Christmas or do you just go to your house?
We try to. Last couple Christmases, we've stayed at our house for Christmas morning. Excuse me. But this year we're hitting all our bases. We're going to go to Ohio right after finals is over to see my mom's family. And then we're going to go to Evansville, Indiana to see my dad's family. Some of my dad's family.
Do you guys do that usually like on Christmas Day or do you kind of split it up?
Whenever's opportune.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're going to try to be home on Sunday before Christmas so we can go to our church's Christmas Eve service. We'll be home for that. And then we'll go home obviously for Christmas morning. So we usually like to be at home, but if we can be somewhere where there's enough space for all of us and whoever else is with there, then yeah, we could go there if you know, our schedules align. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any wish list Christmas ideas that you're?
I have two things I want. I want a flight sim so I can practice like landings in a single airplane, sort of stuff like that. Like just a handle, some rudder pedals, and some throttle. And I also want skis because I've gone skiing once. I loved it, but I haven't gone since, and that was like 4 years ago. And if I had skis, it'd be a really good excuse to go skiing. Like,
yeah, hey, it would.
My skis have been in the closet for so long. Let me just go use them.
Have you ever gone ice skating?
Yeah.
Do you guys usually go ice skating like every year?
Not very good at it. I mean, I broke my wrist roller skating, so.
Oh, wow. I feel like ice skating, we just went ice skating for the first time this year. And ironically, it was in the summer, but I mean, I thought it was pretty fun.
If you're good at it. Yeah, if you're not good at it, you're stuck by the wall.
Yeah, holding on for dear life.
Oh, I'm having fun.
Yeah, really. And then my final question is, what is your favorite part about Christmas?
My favorite part is being with family. I love being with my folks. But yeah, that's my favorite part about Christmas.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being part of the podcast. And that, I think, is the end of our podcast segments for the episode. So thank you again. Thanks for watching, and bye.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.